Today on Castle Country Focus, this is your host, Dylan Fielding, and I have the privilege of talking to our Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Spencer Cox. And Mr. Cox knows rural Utah. He grew up in Fairview, was a city councilman, Fairview City Mayor, San Pete County Commissioner, State Representative, and now he's taking over the world as Lieutenant Governor. So thank you, Spencer, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, it's great to be with you, Dylan. And as most people know or probably don't know, the Lieutenant Governor is not exactly taking over the world, but we're excited to be here.
Well, we can only hope, okay? If anybody's going to take it over, we'd like you to do it. So that's a good thing to do. All right. You're down here you're down in rural Utah a lot.
I am. I live in rural Utah. I still go home just about every night. It's 100 miles from my front door to the Capitol and 100 miles back. It doesn't get any shorter no matter how I slice it up. But for me and for my family, I'm a sixth generation Fairviewite, and it was important. We moved back. My wife's from Mount Pleasant. We went to high school together. We wanted to raise our kids there, and it wasn't an easy decision. But it was the right decision. And when the governor asked me to do this, I said, I'll do it, but I'm not leaving rural Utah. So you're going to have to put up with me. And so far he has.
And all of that road is still making it the right decision.
It's still making it the right decision. I'm not going to lie. That road gets a little long at times, but every time, and you know, I mean, there's a reason you're still here. There's a reason your listeners are here. And you spend too much time in the city. It's not healthy for you.
No, and it doesn't take long to go up there and say, Price and Castledale look pretty good.
They look really good. They absolutely do.
Okay, for the $64 question down here,
okay,
talk to us about rural development, rural economic development. You know, who knows what the new administration is going to do with coal? We know what it's been doing for the last 8 years.
Sure.
And the price of oil and gas, all of that affects our eastern Utah generally.
Yeah.
What's going to happen there? Put on your prophecy hat.
Well, man, if I could do that, I would be in another profession, I think. But I'll tell you what we're seeing, and it's mostly good news for rural Utah. We're seeing with the new administration, they've already looked at some of the clean air initiatives that we all agree clean air is important. Clearly overstepped. They're looking at some of the coal leasing decisions, and in fact, the governor was back there in Washington, D.C. with the president as he signed an executive order rolling back some of the Obama-era orders that had to do with leasing on public lands, which is critical for us. We're in constant negotiations with the Trump administration and Secretary Zinke, the new Interior Secretary, over the designation of public lands in our state. And we think we're going to see some movement there. And so I would say what we're seeing is mostly positive for rural Utah. It's also interesting, when the governor asked me to serve in this position, it was a surprise to me, it was a surprise to my family, it was a surprise to you, a surprise to everyone. But one of the reasons he did so was because we were starting to see a tremendous amount of success in urban Utah and on the Wasatch Front, coming out of the Great Recession. So it's been 3.5 years since I've been in this position, but we weren't seeing the same success in rural Utah. And he wanted that to be part of my focus, and it has been. And you and I have worked together on a lot of initiatives and things going back. But now we're starting to get the attention of not just the governor, but a lot of legislators who were just here a year ago, less than a year ago, on a legislative tour. I think we had 80 legislators here. We brought them right to Price and gave them our 2 cents on how important coal is, and other organizations, some of the think tanks on the Wasatch Front, some of the job creators on the Wasatch Front. The governor has set a goal to help create the private sector creates the jobs, but 25,000 jobs outside of the Wasatch Front over the next 4 years, and we're serious about that. And so that's what I've been working on over the past several weeks, and we're going to see some good things happening out here.
What can the local attitude the local people, the local companies do to move that along? I know we've got to help ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions as to what we should be doing to help move that along?
Well, I do, and it's important. I'm grateful every day for my background in local government. Having served as a mayor and a county commissioner on the city council, those things help inform the decisions. And one of the things I always recommend is, look, we want to help. We really do. And by we, I mean the state wants to help. But every county is different. Too often, those on the Wasatch Front don't think about rural Utah. And when they do, they lump us all together. They see rural Utah as just one big, same, you know, ubiquitous county. And we're very unique. You know, of course, Carbon County is very different from Cache County and very different from Millard County. And so one of the things I always say is, you know, figure out what you want to be when you grow up. And now this is one area that grew up and is now struggling with some of the changes that have happened over time. There are other counties where, you know, and Tampine included, where we never really did figure it out. You know, a little bit of this, a lot of turkeys, and that's kind of all we know. Here you've had so much success for so long, it gets difficult. And so what we want to do is give us ideas on how we can help. And then we want to come and sit down and bring some of the thought leaders and business leaders on the Wasatch Front, come down, spend some time, and we will be doing this over, I've got a meeting tonight, we've got more scheduled coming up, where we sit down and we just think about what do you have here to offer. I'll give you one quick example. I met with the Manufacturers Association up on the Wasatch Front, and we sat down, and their manufacturing is going gangbusters here in the state of Utah on the Wasatch Front. And they complain for an hour about not having enough people to fill the jobs. They all want to expand, but there aren't enough workers to hire. And I looked at them and I said, guys, what if I told you that I know a place where there are lots of workers who may even work for a little bit less than what you're offering right now? There's land that's available for cheap, power's cheap, everything you guys need to expand is very cheap. Would that excite you at all? And they got really excited. I said, the problem is all of this opportunity isn't located between Spanish Fork and Ogden. And they really hadn't even thought about expanding into rural Utah. And so we brought down some of our aerospace manufacturers. We brought them right here to Carbon County last fall. And we're going to be doing more of that in the coming months. We're excited about that.
That was an important trip. And the legislature, I know they're going to be going down to out by Delta and coming back up into Wayne County and whatnot, that in the many years that I've seen that happen, it's always, always the next year paid dividends to the rural areas that where they visited.
And it was amazing to watch because the legislature stopped those trips, as you well know. And we tried for 4 or 5 years to get them back. We finally got them back last year. The first place we bring them is right here in Price. They're still talking about it. And they're talking about what they learned on that trip.
It gives them a different perspective.
It does. Yep. And this session might have been the most rural-friendly session I've ever seen. And that was not by accident. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, Lieutenant Governor Cox, thank you for joining with us on Castle Country Focus. And I personally want to thank you for your sacrifice and your attending rural issues on the Capitol up there.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, DeLynn.
Thank you.